We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You just got papers.
I did.
What's going on?
Well, I am on my way once again to Afghanistan.
Miles Perry, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army.
This is only my second tour to Afghanistan, so I went for almost the total of 2014. They try to keep you on a 4 to 5 year cycle, and so here I am again.
I always thought, when I married him years ago, that I thought, oh, I'm going to be safe marrying an attorney. He's never going to be in danger.
Wait, what?
I am going, of course, as Lieutenant Colonel Perry, but my mission is as a judge advocate, so I'll be providing legal advice to the commanders and to some of the Afghan National Army counterparts.
Who'd have thought that? There are attorneys in the war zone.
As you might expect, you have all of the normal legal issues that you might have when you're back here at home don't really go away just because you happen to land in Afghanistan. So we do everything from helping soldiers with legal issues that arise while they're away from home. You also have very few, but you do occasionally have incidences of misconduct or things like that.
And believe it or not, he's watching out for your money.
There's a lot of fiscal law that applies as to who gets what and who's going to pay for it and how are we going to use United States taxpayer funds and can we do this or can we not do this or can we do it this way.
So what's it like? A day in the life of an Army lawyer on the ground in Afghanistan. And a day in the life back home while he's away.
The answers might surprise you. Next. How'd you guys meet?
We met actually at our church. And as I jokingly say, she actually went out with my roommate. When my roommate has the date, he comes back. He says, hey, you know, she is great. We're going to be fantastic friends. But I don't think we're going to date romantically. But he's like, you should check her out.
Local prosecutor and Army Lieutenant Colonel Miles Perry and his wife, Marsha, are preparing for another deployment to Afghanistan.
What was that first impression like?
You know, I actually thought that he was a little too military and too brash, but things did work out, yeah.
But much closer to the surface than those fond memories is a clear understanding of what her husband is walking into in the war zone. Even for a lawyer.
He never would really tell me until he would come back, and then I would kind of learn later about some of the danger that he was in.
You would occasionally have insider threats. We had one instance where one of our Afghani National Army counterparts decided to open fire on one of the buses that was moving through, just trying to transporting people through, and no one was hurt ultimately. But you kind of have always that latent threat of you don't know who is friend or foe exactly, and you don't know when that random rocket or artillery shell or where that's going to land or when it's going to come.
That's when it just takes a little bit more faith that the people that are there are going to do their job, the people that are around him, that it's just a mission and they're going to, you know, everybody's going to do their job.
She said it. It's a mission. Despite the fact that everyday life comes with certain heightened risks, it's still everyday life.
And we wanted to know what a normal day looks like for an Army lawyer in country.
You're never off. It's a lot of early rising. That's typically when you get all the operational briefings of everything that may have gone on overnight. A lot of that is just listening for legal issues that may crop up. Frankly, it's a lot of office work, too. I mean, just reviewing things, reviewing documents that come through, you know, making sure that you're keeping your commander between those left and right limits. If I have a commander that's messed up, I've done something wrong.
As for a day in the life at home, the kids are a big part of it.
They help out with so many different things. I have two sons that drive, and so they're going to help out with being able to take kids to doctor appointments. We have a younger daughter, Emmy, who's 12, and so just getting her, picking up from school when she's sick, just stepping in, helping out with repairs. Braden will be able to do what Miles would normally do.
Those military families that so famously stick together, whether you live on base or not, they're a huge part of everyday life, too.
You're lifelong friends with the people that you meet in the military, and you stay friends with them. That's who we have in Platte City, and even the people that I work with, they step up and they help me, and that's what I'm going to do. When you're a military spouse, you swallow your pride, and you just ask for help. You ask for grace, and that's what I'm going to have to do when Miles is gone.
The sacrifices that we make in the office pale in comparison to the sacrifices that he and his family make.
Eric Zond is the Platte County prosecutor.
So my thoughts and prayers really are with him, with Marcia, with their kids, and for his safe return.
Miles is one of his right-hand men, and Eric says he will be missed as a colleague, leader, and friend.
And honestly, when he walks into my office saying that he's going to be deployed again, my real concern is for his safety and the safety of all those who serve, and particularly his family, because they're the ones who really bear the brunt when he's overseas.
I really think that he is very safe where he's going. I mean, he's going to be surrounded by special forces, and I really just rely upon the fact that, you know, I'm very centered in my faith. It's just something that keeps me going every day.
One of the good things about deployment in 2018, communications. Miles and Marcia can talk almost anytime they want.
One of the tough parts, the countdown. They told us that from the moment Miles leaves, they are counting the days until he comes home, always on edge, because you never know if a tour will be extended.
But now, they're also counting some other days, too. The days until Miles retires from the military next year. After 3 decades.
This is all we've known for 30 years, for Miles 30 years, really for me 23. But it's really kind of sad in a way because this is kind of the life that we've led for so long.
And Miles will miss it too, for another reason.
I love being in a position where I get to serve soldiers. I mean, they are the best that America has to offer, and it's a privilege.
First to fight for the right and to build the nation's pipe, and we are the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.